Ciao. Just a quick note before we get started. We wanted to let you know that doors to our online Italian school are opening very soon.
We'd love to see you there. So if you think you might like to join us, click the link in the description to find out more.
In most Italian courses, you'll learn that prego means you're welcome in Italian. But then when you get to Italy, you start to hear it being used everywhere in situations where that explanation doesn't really make sense.
That's because prego actually has a lot of different meanings in Italian. 8, in fact.
So in this lesson, you'll learn how to use it in a few different situations and pronounce it like a local so that you can interact smoothly whilst travelling in Italy. Ciao a tutti e benvenuti. Hi everyone, and welcome to Learn Italian with Joy of Languages.
Today,
in this lesson, we're talking about...
Prego.
Okay, grazie.
Prego. You might think that we use prego a lot in Italian, and you'd be right. That's because it has quite a few meanings.
You just heard two. Matteo said prego when inviting me to speak first. So it's like saying after you. You might also hear this when someone holds the door open for you. For example, prego, buona giornata, after you, have a nice day.
Then you heard the most famous one, you're welcome, after grazie.
And there are a few more as well. So prego is a bit like a Swiss army knife of Italian politeness.
In today's conversation, you'll hear three examples of prego. Can you figure out why we said it each time?
Matteo, hai un minuto?
No, sto preparando la cena.
Grazie.
Prego.
Cosa sono?
Tagliolini con fonduta di parmigiano reggiano e prosciutto di Parma 24 mesi.
Prego.
Pasta.
Posso assaggiare?
Prego.
Let's break that down. I asked Matteo.
Hai un minuto?
Do you have a minute?
Hai.
You have.
Un.
A.
Minuto.
Minute. Then Matteo said.
No, sto preparando la cena.
No, I'm preparing dinner.
Sto.
I am. Literally, I stay.
Preparando.
Preparing.
La cena.
The dinner. So Matteo's doing something right now at this moment. In English, we use I am plus an ing verb for this. So, for example, I'm talking, I'm running, I'm cooking, etc. In Italian, we literally say I stay. Sto. Which kind of makes sense in a weird way. I'm in the middle of the action, so I'm kind of staying in the action. And then preparing is preparando. So we had sto preparando la cena. I'm preparing the dinner. Then I said,
grazie.
Thank you. And Matteo replied,
prego.
You're welcome. And here's our first example of prego. It means you're welcome as a response to grazie. And as you probably already know this one, let's talk quickly about the pronunciation. There are two things that can trip learners up. The first is the Italian r, the Italian r. But when it's a single r, like in prego, it's actually fairly simple. It's the same as the American T or D in words like butter or ladder. And apologies to my friends across the pond for the fake accent. But what we want to do is isolate this sound. So if we say the word ladder, 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 what does the D sound like? So as in L-A-D-D-E-R, ladder, ladder. What does that D feel like and sound like? And where does the tongue hit the top of the mouth? Ladder, 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 r, r, r. That's what you need to do for the r in prego. And you can also actually try saying the r in prego as a d, because it kind of works that way as well. So, pedego, pedego, pedego. If you get faster and faster and get the d softer and softer, you'll notice that it morphs more and more into the Italian r. Pedego, 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 prego, prego, prego.
Prego. Prego. Prego.
Finally, pay attention to the o at the end. So in the English word go, the o is long and it almost ends with a little oo sound. So it's almost two sounds. We get this o, go. And it's not like that in Italian. So avoid adding a little oo to the end of prego. In Italian, it's a short, straight o.
O. O. O. Prego. 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 Just quickly before we continue, if you are finding this episode useful, please hit the follow button in your app. This way you will get updated whenever we release a new episode and you'll also help us grow this podcast. Grazie.
Next, I ask Matteo.
Cosa sono?
What are they? Literally.
Cosa?
What?
Sono.
They are. And Matteo replied.
Tagliolini con fonduta di parmigiano reggiano.
So, tagliolini with parmesan fondant.
Tagliolini.
This is a type of pasta like really thin spaghetti.
Con.
With.
Fonduta.
Fondant.
Di.
Of.
Parmigiano reggiano.
Parmesan.
Parmigiano reggiano is the full name of real Italian parmesan. It's named after the two provinces that produce it. Parma and Reggio Emilia.
But Matteo's fancy dish doesn't finish there. He went on.
E prosciutto di Parma 24 mesi.
And Parma ham aged 24 months.
E.
And.
Prosciutto.
Ham.
Di.
Of.
Parma.
Parma.
24.
24.
Mesi.
Months. You'll notice that Italian menus sometimes have fancy dishes with really long names, just like this one. But we don't normally describe food like this at home. So I said...
Prego?
Pardon? And here's our next meaning of prego, asking someone to repeat what they just said.
Prego?
You can use it to ask someone to repeat what they just said. So not everyone knows this, but Matteo's the king of dad jokes. Next... Matteo simplifies things for me and said,
pasta.
Then I asked,
posso assaggiare?
Can I taste it? Literally,
posso?
I can.
Assaggiare.
Taste. And Matteo said,
prego.
Here, prego means certainly or of course when someone asks your permission to do something. We use it in immediate situations when everything is right in front of you, a little bit like saying, go ahead.
Yes. For example, if your friend asks if they can stay at your house next June, you wouldn't say prego. But if they ask you to use the bathroom while they are at your house, prego works perfectly.
Okay, so we heard four uses of prego in this episode. The first was after you. When Matteo invited me to speak first, right at the beginning of the episode. Then we had you're welcome as a reply to grazie. Next, when you're asking someone to repeat what they said. And finally, to say certainly or of course when someone asks your permission to do something.
Let's listen to the whole conversation again.
Matteo, hai un minuto?
No, sto preparando la cena.
Grazie.
Prego.
Cosa sono?
Tagliolini con fonduta di parmigiano reggiano e prosciutto di Parma 24 mesi.
Prego.
Pasta.
Posso assaggiare?
Prego. There are actually four other meanings of prego that are very useful for being polite when you travel around Italy. It really is a very versatile word.
You can learn these extra meanings and review today's lesson over on our blog, where you'll see everything written down and get bonus materials like vocabulary cards and a quiz. Head over by clicking the link in the description.
See you next time.
Or as we say in Italian,
alla prossima!